This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 836, two terrific transcript tips. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, get the two steps that you can take with your transcripts to reach a deeper level of connection when you speak English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Jessica. Are you getting ready for Boston?
Yes, I have to. In fact, it's on my list today. I have to go buy trial size toothpaste. I know that's like a boring thing, but it's the implication of the action, right?
Like, yep.
You know how like planning and getting ready for any sort of travel is so fun. Like whenever you go on vacation, like the planning and the research and stuff, that's half the fun of traveling sometimes.
I agree. It's so fun. And then you lay out all your stuff before you put it in your bag and make sure everything's there. And it's like the anticipation of it. It's great. Traveling is one of the greatest things in the world for us, I think
my friends are getting tired of hearing about Boston because that's all I'm talking about now is how like amazing this is going to be.
Awesome.
Don't you? I mean, you don't get to travel. You're already there. So
I don't know. Last summer, I got in my awesome cross country road trip, and that took care of my desire for that kind of adventure for a little while. I feel like, you know, if you guys don't know what we're talking about here, we'll just clue you in. So even though this episode is coming out on November 1st, we actually just completed our Boston Adventures number 2, October 19th to the 22nd. So we had some awesome All Ears English listeners and we explored Boston. And there is that sense of adventure, even though I'm in my own city here, you know, I'm adventuring with you guys, with you, Jessica, and with our students. So,
and I've never been to Boston before. So, I'm going to be experiencing it like alongside the students, you know? Like that's what I think is really cool about this is we're going to be sharing these like really authentic new experiences with each other, you know? Like even though I'm American, I've still never been to Boston. Yep. Like all this will be new to me as well. So, I'm excited just to share all of that with our students.
It's going to be awesome. And we know that some of you guys have said that you were interested in the trip, but it was, you know, you needed more time to plan. So don't worry, you're going to get time to plan. We're going to post the next trip date up very soon for the spring/summer. So you'll have plenty of time to get your visas and to get ready.
Okay.
Perfect. Cool. Yeah. This one happened fast. I think some people were caught off guard. So, I know that it takes a while to organize stuff, but now you have the time. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't start now, right? I think it's awesome. Like we were just talking about, to have something to plan for. That excitement of getting prepared and getting ready. If you are registered for this in the spring/summer, whatever the next date is going to be, then you have a reason to study English between now and then, you know, like you have this goal. So cool. I mean, as soon as this is posted, guys, I think you should get in as soon as possible. And then you have a reason to wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. No, just kidding. You have a reason. To like challenge yourself to learn English, to study vocab with us, to, you know, prepare.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. And you will get your prep course, but the prep course comes just 2 weeks before you come. But one thing that you could do, you know, if you go ahead and register for a spring or a summer date, then right now you could go ahead and subscribe to our transcripts, right? So that's something that a lot of listeners, you know, hundreds of listeners are already subscribing here, guys, to get them delivered to their email inbox every Monday for the upcoming week. And to get there, you can go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. But today we're going to show you guys how to use those transcripts, right? So
finally. I think, you know, honestly, I don't think a lot of teachers realize the value of transcripts and audio scripts. And I mean, I've been mostly a test prep teacher for years now. And even in my test prep classes, you guys, I exploit these transcripts and audio scripts always. So it's not just for like one specific skill or whatever. We can use this material. It is valuable. You can use this in so many ways. So today we're going to give you guys two awesome activities that you could use these transcripts in. And and also one way not to use them.
Right? Okay, good. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this episode was inspired by a question from a listener. So let's go ahead and how about if I read the question from our listener and then we can just answer it directly. Are you ready?
Awesome. Okay. I am.
Here we go. Okay, so this is from Marco Manca. Okay. He says, thank you. You are so great. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He says, I've listened to your podcast every day, 2 times a day. Cool. I like that. I like that habit, getting into the habit. I would like to know some tips. Am I right if the second time that I listen to the podcast, I write every single sentence and then I compare it with the original transcript? Sounds hard.
I know. That made me like heave a tired sigh just thinking about that.
It sounds like drudgery, right?
Oh, gosh.
And we don't want English learning to sound like that. And then he says, is this method helpful to improve my listening skills? Do you have some more tips? Thank you, Marco. Well, thank you, Marco, for the question.
Yeah. Marco, you're being hard on yourself, man.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, no matter, again, like no matter if you're studying for a test or learning English for the workplace or no matter what your English goals are, studying should be fun. Learning English should be fun and interesting and motivating. And if you are going through the motions of doing something like this dictation activity, that does not sound fun. And I don't think you're going to be learning much from it. So the thing, when we are interested and engaged in what we're doing in English, you are learning the most you can, right?
Yes.
If you're bored and just like going through the motions, like I said, you're not going to be learning. So like, what's the point?
Yeah. And I'm almost upset if anyone is doing this, because the point of All Ears English is to bring you guys to that place where you feel uplifted, you feel connected, you feel inspired when you learn. And so if you're going to take the transcripts and do some boring activity like that, that's going to kill the whole point of what we're doing here together as a community. So don't do that.
Don't
do it. Please.
So we have two awesome ideas today for you guys. And I think this first way, it really exemplifies the fun spirit that All Ears English wants to bring you guys. I think this would be so fun if you guys have a transcript and get a friend, right? And you're going to role play. Yeah. You're going to be either Lindsay or Michelle or me, yep, and just read the transcripts with each other. Awesome. I think that would be so fun because we are expressive. We have fun doing this, and you guys could feel that too. And not only that, like, we don't like level down the way we speak. Right. So when you guys are reading through these transcripts with someone else, you're going to be speaking real English.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that's a good point. And it's going to be very hard to go from, if you guys are, you know, mimicking us, listening to our intonation with so much excitement, it's going to be hard to go back to a monotone way of speaking if that's what you've been doing. So you're going to naturally, that's going to seep into your way of speaking. And all of a sudden, you're going to be making connections that you weren't making before. And that's the whole point. Today, we're talking about how to use the transcripts in a smart way. Are you ready to put this plan into action? So start by subscribing at allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You'll save 50% off the normal price of the transcripts. Plus, these transcripts will get delivered to your email inbox every Monday. It's so easy, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
True. It's like experiencing this way of speaking for the first time, right? Like, if you've never felt yourself be expressive in English, if you've never felt yourself have this drama in your voice, right? Then how are you going to do it? So I think this activity is great because once something clicks, you know what I mean? Like, once you have that feeling for the first time, then you know how to bring it back again. It's just having that initial sort of light bulb go on, like, oh, like, I can talk like this, and then it becomes easier.
Oh, and then you get into that nice feedback loop, that positive feedback loop where you hear yourself speaking with energy, people respond to you positively, you connect, and then you want to keep doing that. So that's really the track that our listeners want to be on, and we see a clear path for you guys to get there using these tips today. Yeah.
And speaking of drama, guys, practicing, learning, motivating yourself in English through different drama activities is fantastic, like this role play we're talking about. Yeah. But I think we're also doing a drama activity with the Urban Adventures program, right?
Yes, we are. So we have the Drama Lab, which turned out to be one of the favorites for many of the students back in August. So we're really excited to do this again, where we invite the natives to join us. And hopefully this time we'll be outside again in a nice field in front of the library in Cambridge, and we will be enjoying ourselves. We will be moving ourselves into a more spontaneous way of speaking English, right? So you guys are going to develop that flexibility. You're going to practice using speaking with different emotions. And that's so really fun. That's the key. That's the missing piece, I think, for a lot of you guys to connect. So yeah, it's a really fun part of the program. I'm so excited that we can run it again. Yeah.
I can't wait. I love acting. One of these days I'm going to join an improv group. One of these days.
You should.
As soon as there's time. Okay. Right. So the second activity, guys, is you can do this by yourself with the transcripts. And this is for you to just take some time to focus on the pronunciation issues that you might have. Mm-hmm. So specific phonemes, for example, like the TH or the R, the L, maybe that final D, T sound. Oh, the final E sound is often forgotten by some speakers. So I think you guys know which sounds are hard for you, right? So
sure.
If you just take like the first page of the transcript. Don't do this for the whole thing, because again, then it becomes sort of drudgery. But yeah, if you take like the first page and just circle or highlight the sounds that you find difficult, and again, do this by yourself, because fixing pronunciation problems is difficult, and it could be embarrassing. It could feel weird, right? Like the first time you try and sort of change the way you speak. Yeah. So definitely do this by yourself, so there's no pressure. Yep. And then listen to how we talk, of course, and mimic us, but focus on those highlighted sounds. Yeah. So you're still using the podcast, but you're listening and then using the transcripts at the same time.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, a lot of you guys, you just listen as a form of edutainment, and that's great. That's what we want you to do in the beginning. But there comes a point when you've been listening for a while, you've been having a great time, you're getting to know us and our personalities, yeah, and we're coming together for connection. Now it's time to go deeper. And this is really the first step. That's the way to do it. Later, we have courses for you. We have other things you can go to go even deeper. But the first step is get those transcripts and get started with these suggestions. I think it's great. I think this is a good idea. I love it.
This is so fun. And just, you know, I love our tendency to encourage students to really use every piece of material to the greatest extent, right? We want you guys to learn the most from everything you do in English. And this is a great example of that. This is our whole motivation for our listening course. This is really everything we do is to bring you guys motivating material and to encourage you to keep going on this journey of learning English, right? Go deeper, put yourself into this learning experience.
Yep, exactly. I mean, the people who succeed in life are the ones who push themselves, right? I mean, that's what we've been trying to do in the last couple of years here at All Ears English. We've been trying to push our limits by building these new things, right? Like Urban Adventures, like our cross-country course, right? We're doing new things. We're pushing ourselves, even if it feels scary and uncertain. That's what we want you guys to do, because that's how you grow. And that's how you connect, right? That's how you live a satisfying life. And that's, I think, at the basic level, that's why we're all here, right? Is to be satisfied in our lives and live a better life. Oh. And Ozzy thinks that too.
I don't know if the All Ears English crew on this side has heard Ozzy as much as our IELTS crew.
Maybe not.
But that's my big dog. And he is also inspired. He's talking right now. He's working on his pronunciation right now.
He has his little doggy headphones and he listens 4 days a week, right? I love it.
Oh, God. That's so do a YouTube video soon with Ozzy.
You should.
I'm going to make that happen. Yeah.
You definitely should. We want to meet Ozzy in person or on video at least. Very cool. So guys, you guys have one action to take then. If you're not subscribed to the transcripts, you'll actually save 50% when you do subscribe. Instead of going and buying the old episodes, you subscribe for the new ones so they get delivered to your email inbox and you save 50%. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe to get on that list, and they'll come to you every Monday and you can go ahead and carry out these instructions, these tactics.
Awesome. Fantastic. And guys, you could come back to the blog and you could, you know, if you need the reminders of the steps for these activities, right? Lindsay, what episode is this? Where should they go to get these activities?
This is going to be episode 836, guys. So come back to allearsenglish.com and type in the search bar 836 and you'll get those steps written out.
Perfect.
Okay.
Nice and neat. Excellent.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Say hi to Ozzy for me, Jessica, and we'll see you very soon in Boston.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.